back in session and we'll have a report out on our closed session.
The board went into closed session at 10:11 a.m. and the board came out of closed session at 11:01 a.m. In regards to item 10B in the international bankruptcy case, it was moved by Supervisor Chris and seconded by Supervisor Valenzuela and carried with a vote of yes by Supervisors Chris, Valenzuela, Hoffman, Oberyn, with Costa absent, to authorize extension from voting on the Indo bankruptcy plan and opting out of releases. In regards to item 10C, Supervisor Oberyn recused herself from this matter and exited closed session. And in the matter of Moynihan versus Smiley, it was moved by Supervisor Hawk and seconded by Supervisor Valenzuela and carried with a vote of yes by Supervisors Valenzuela and Chris to authorize appeal to the Ninth Circuit regarding the district court order granting in part and denying in part as to excessive force the county's motion for summary judgment. In regards to item 10D, County Council recused herself exiting closed session from 10:30 a.m. to 11:01 a.m.
What were the times again?
10:30 a.m. to 11:01
a.m. Okie dokie.
And then, Ms. Yeah, you voted here and sat out.
Yes, yeah, I sat out of closed session.
Recused and left the room.
Yes.
Do we have to report? Do you have to report? No, okay.
And we have board and staff reports. That concludes that.
Nothing to report.
Supervisor out.
Yes, I'm getting there. Let's see. Since last board meeting, I had an off-grid meeting, off-grid housing meeting with Ms. Davis and with Supervisor Copsett and staff in the planning and building department regarding some of our county code related to, it's related to a lot of things, RVs, camping, and many homes. Staff's doing some work, come back to the board if there's any ordinance changes that would be proposed. We're pretty restrictive in the county, and a lot of the counties I learned are wrestling the same issue as we are with permitting, basically. I went to the California Licensed Foresters Association meeting in Weed, along with Supervisor Oberyn, and I also attended and worked with the Grange Board of Directors and with Brian Shoshone of OES on a possible designation for an evacuation center and grant opportunities to make better success in Scrap Valley. That's all I got. So, no, I can't say that. That's it.
Supervisor
Valenzuela. Sure. On the 15th, I was in Humboldt County for a class, a state association class, and it was strategic leadership, boosting productivity and motivation. And after closed session, I got to have to do a remedial course. And on the Friday, the class was Mastering the Art of Effective Communication. And that's the second time I've been over there. There's three more course things, and I'll get the certificate that Supervisor Chris got.
Awesome. Cool. Take your picture here in front of everybody, too.
I'm going to have the guy come up and present it in person for that session.
Okay, Supervisor Chris?
I attended the Klamath Project ESA consultation meetings. ORCAL RC&D and board meeting. Volcanic Legacy Scenic Byway. We're very close to rolling out the business plan for businesses to join on to or communities for that plan to move forward. Attended in Tuda Lake. There's potential for a non-provider for Tuda Lake Senior Meals. So there's two entities looking at it now, between the two PSA2 from the Meals on Wheels program. We can use rallying around trying to work the solution on that. For SCED, Superior California Economic Development, we met, and there's potential of we're looking into stopping the GPA for SCED and just keeping it as a corporation. There's some redundancies and kind of bring the square peg through a round hole on keeping those two together, so it's being considered. It'll come to all the counties and other county councils, all that sort of stuff, obviously, as well. But something being considered just because we're kind of we've been putting a square peg through a round hole through for a while, so we may make that a just a corporation. That's it for me.
I attended Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation planning meeting for their upcoming fundraiser, city council meeting for Wairika, COC advisory board meeting, forestry meeting, Supervisor Kopp was there, and then I listened to a webinar for the Scott Valley Integrated Hydrology Model. That was 2 hours of fun and games. And then after that, that evening, I had fun because I went to the Cattlemen and Cattlewomen's Pie Social, but before that, I learned about remote fencing for cattle, which is really cool. And that was a very interesting thing. Mostly over on the east side in Butte Valley, they're using fencing, and just like they do with dogs, basically, where you see people that have their dogs in their yards, but there's no fences up, so they're secret fences, and they train the cattle the same way they do the dogs, and it's all done by basically cell towers or portable towers that they use, and they put collars on the cattle, and they can move the fences around and move the cattle around to manage their herd and their grazing area. So that was really interesting. Fire Chiefs meeting last Saturday, and ORCAL RC&D meeting yesterday, where I was voluntold as a board member to replace Gary Freeman's position as he's passed away. So that's all I got.
Is that considered a delegate, alternate, or just
voting board member?
Voting board member.
Yes.
Thank you.
With that, at 11:14, we are adjourned.